Welcome, 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 everyone, to Enterprise Life Radio. I am your host, Coach Kenyatta Tidwell, bringing you blessings for another episode. So excited. We are Enterprise Life Radio, where we're bringing you everyday people doing extraordinarily amazing things, talking to you with topics on family, fun, and funds, enterprise, entrepreneurship, and parenthood. I am so excited today to have none other than Denise LaRosa from Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, her podcast. So excited to have her on the show. Welcome, Denise.
Thank you so much, Kenyatta, for having me.
Yes, yes, yes. So we are going to talk about everything that has to do with podcasting, entrepreneurship, toddler mommyhood. That is an exciting topic. And we're going to talk about how your radio show is doing, the things that you talk about, your passion, your purpose, how you got into it. This is just going to be one exciting show. So let's get started. Denise, welcome. Tell us a little bit about your radio show, what you do, and the themes, the topics that you talk about.
Sure, I'd love to. So Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa is a podcast show, and it's designed to motivate, inspire, and inform mothers along their journey in motherhood. And my biggest thing in my heart that I want mothers to feel comfort knowing is that motherhood is not a journey that should be traveled alone. A lot of times we feel all alone in the world whenever we're experiencing various parts of the motherhood journey. And so this show is really designed to kind of bring a virtual community of mothers together, inform them, inspire them, because as much as we love our babies, we know that there are those days where we can barely put one foot in front of the other. So that's what my show is about, is bringing you that inspiration and the information as well to help you along.
You know what? Let me just say thank you for that. My children are 13, 11, and 3. So I had everything planned out. It was all working great. 13 and the 11, they were all independent, doing their thing. And then I had this new one come along. And so trying to remember all the strategies, tools, tricks, and techniques from 11 years ago, I was lost. And so just thinking about and knowing, and I think that was one of the things that really connected me with you when we first met, was she's doing everything, all things toddler, all things yes. Motherhood and parenting. And it was just so encouraging to know that there's a person out there who is going through the same thing, but not only going through it, taking the time to actually give us that support and that bring us additional people to help make the journey easier. And just having that encouragement is you know, so thank you so much for that.
Oh, you got it. That's such a blessing to hear. You know, that's what it's all about. So when I hear that, Kenyatta, it just warms my heart.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So you are out on this journey. You've broken out into the field of entrepreneurship. What is it that had you pick this particular platform? You know, what is it that got you into your blog talk radio, your show Mom Talk, and deciding that this was the path that you wanted to take?
Yes, you know what? A lot of times, Kenyatta, we end up arriving to our purpose from pain. And so at the time, I was a full-time teacher, and things were great. I had this stable career. And I felt moved in my heart to help my church open a daycare center and help them run it. And while I got it open and it's super successful, it was licensed, filled to capacity. Long story short, it became very clear that my purpose there was just to plant the seed, to establish it, and not really go any further. So at that point, I was just at a crossroads. I was pregnant with baby number 2. I ended up being unemployed, and of course, I'm skipping a lot of the, you know, drama because I'm a positive person. We don't even need to go there. Just know that I was unemployed, pregnant with baby number 2, had a toddler, and so I found myself going through all of these changes and emotions and experiences. And like back to what I was originally saying, I felt all alone in the journey. And I felt so bad about that because I'm so blessed that I have a wonderful supportive mother who was there. But it's funny how I still felt all alone. She just had been so far removed. I'm 34 and I'm her baby. So like you were saying, you know, so much has changed and she was so far removed. So literally, I have a gift of gab. God just brought it to me. I was literally sitting in my chair in the playroom with my daughter, and God just spoke to me, start a podcast for mom. Start a podcast for moms. And I was already blogging, and so this was just going to be an extension of that mom talk. And so, of course, you know, when God speaks, I'm like, yes, indeed. And, if, you know, I had no clue what to do. I do have an aunt who has her own radio show, her online radio show. And so I just, the first thing I did was reach out to her and said, I feel this calling in my spirit. She has a ministry radio show. And so I just said, I don't even know what to do. Where do I begin? And she said, Blog Talk Radio. And so from there, I just put out shows that I feel, basically, it may sound selfish, but I feel like, okay, if I have questions and concerns about this, chances are other moms do too. So that's how it started. Now I survey the listeners a lot too to see what their needs are, but it literally just came from my own experiences and wanting to share that with others.
Wow, that story, just a little bit that you shared, gave me goosebumps, and I'm sitting up here rocking back and forth because it really resonates with me. What a beautiful, beautiful story. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for sharing that, and I can definitely understand about starting the radio show off with where your mindset is at, and then transitioning as the, you know, as the audience grows to what the listeners are wanting and needing. But at the end of the day, you know, motherhood is universal.
Yes. Yes,
the thing
indeed.
We go through, you know, everybody goes, they might not go through it the exact same way, but mm-hmm. everybody passes through the threshold of that same normality of the toddler issues and baby things. We all pass through it. So,
right.
Wow, what an inspirational story. So let's talk a little bit about your blogging and actually getting off into entrepreneurship. Do you do this full time now?
Yes, I do. And it's been a blessing because I just always love to write and express myself and communicate. And so who would have thought that would have ended up being something that I could actually, you know, generate revenue from? And a lot of times I feel like entrepreneurs, Kenyatta, we have these gifts and these talents, but we are so sometimes stuck in society standards. And so you got to sometimes think outside the box. Here I've always loved to write. I've always loved to talk. And who would have thought that I would be writing and talking for a living? But it's possible. You know, I was in that traditional teacher job, loved it, but I felt like it was based upon society standards. You know, what do? You go to school, you get a degree,
right.
You get a job.
Talk about it.
9 to 5. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I love your show and just your mission, your drive, and what you're doing, because entrepreneurship is becoming the norm. I mean, this is if you want to really take control over your life, your schedule, and not have other people run your life and run you to the ground, then entrepreneurship is the journey for you. But it's not for the faint of heart. You know, let me just make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of challenges, and sometimes things can be slow and you feel stalled. But at the end of the day, you know, going back to your gifts and your talents that you already have, you can – God gives you those gifts and talents for a reason, and there's no reason why you feel like you have to separate things. You can actually make money from your gifts.
Mm-hmm. Monetization. Talk about it.
Yes.
Those people, thank you so much, Denise. I'm really enjoying this. Okay, so my people have no idea, first of all, being in the 9 to 5, it's almost like, and I don't want to put a negative spin on it, And so I will say it this way. Sometimes being in a 9-to-5 can put certain people in a mode of normalcy, complacency, or just drifting along.
Right.
Entrepreneurship requires every asset, aspect, skill, and drive of your life. It puts into move and into force and into action everything you have.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
the most exhilarating thing, but it's the thing that you will work at, I will say, the hardest and the most diligently than anything else that you will ever do in life.
Yes. Yes, so true.
Yes,
I love
that.
Yeah, and I feel like it's my third baby. I do feel like I have three babies. And you can say four if you count my husband, but, you know, we won't go there.
I understand. I understand there. And it's so rewarding. It's so rewarding. So it's like you get to pour in. You have the different avenues and the different aspects of your family life, and that just fits so perfectly in. It's just, I love that, and that's the wonderful thing about entrepreneurship is that it fits into your life, and you fit into it. It's the perfect addition to really creating that life that we always dreamed of. So, Denise, tell me a little bit about your experiences with monetizing your blogging. And for those that might be interested or don't even know that blogging can actually create an income and be an income source.
Sure. Now, I know so many people in the blogging game who are generating crazy amounts of money, but it's one of those things where it starts off, Kenyatta, where you have to have good content and you have to be consistent and you have to be very niche, you know, to just talk about any and everything. You need to really hone in on what exactly you're going to talk about on a consistent basis and grow from there with your following via social media and via the blog itself. And then from there, you look for opportunities. And from everything to I have actually done some work with my local government where they have different initiatives and different campaigns that I'm really passionate about, and so I will blog and write, promote about those events. There's also, and so through the nonprofit organizations that support those local government initiatives, I can work with the nonprofits, and then that can be also an opportunity to actually get paid to write about and, you know, chat about what you're really passionate about. And also another thing that you can do is really tap into affiliate marketing. That is really where it's at. Really finding those brands, those products that you want to be genuine. So it's important that those products and brands that you're writing about and putting those affiliate links to in your actual writing, those are products and brands that you use yourself and that you would recommend to other people, because your blog is like your diary. So you want to keep it real. And so, yeah, that's kind of where I started. And then there's also ambassador programs through different brands and companies where you can actually go to, like, look around your house. If you, for example, I'm a mommy blogger. So I'm sitting here right now and I'm looking across the room and I see a Fisher-Price toy. Go to that website. Look under the communications department or an ambassador program where they're looking for these brands and products. Like, they are looking for bloggers because you have their target audience really captivated, and you can talk to them and communicate to them in a way that a brand like a company really can't. You can give that personal touch. So just look around your house. See what products you're using that really fall in alignment with what you're blogging about and reach out to them.
Wow. Now, thank you so much for that tip. That was Tips with Denise about blogging. Now, if you're starting out, you mentioned two things. You said, well, you mentioned quite a few, but I'm going to pick out two. So you were talking about content, how important content is, and then you were talking about audience and you know, I have a little bit of knowledge about this area, so I'm going to pick a few things just to help those that are starting out, because I love to work with new startups. And it's so important to have that basic foundation. The first thing that you said is one reoccurring theme with all of the entrepreneurs that I've had on the show, and that is you cannot hit your target if you're trying to focus everyone. You have to niche. Just go on ahead and niche. I know you don't want to do it. You feel like you're losing all these people, all these throngs of people are going by you, but they're going to keep on going by you anyway if you're not niching. So thank you, Denise, for specifying and saying, reinforcing, niching is so important. Look at one bullseye and focus on that bullseye and throw your dart there. You'll have a lot more chances of hitting it, and the more that you hit that one, then you can start expanding out into others. So I just wanted to say that. But the two things that I wanted you to talk about are the importance of content, because you really touched on it. You said that even though it's a personal diet, you still have to be really, really specific. And your content has to be tailored if you want to attract a specific audience or if you want to be able to get those people. So talk to me a little bit about content and what you've discovered in writing content, and then if you could also touch on audience.
Sure. Now, one thing I've noticed is that when people are coming to a blog, it's a different experience that they're expecting than going to an online news magazine and reading an article. They're wanting to connect with the blogger. They're wanting you to keep it real. And what I've discovered, Kenyatta, is that I write, like I said, I'm a mommy blogger, so I do write about everything from how-tos, like, you know, how to prepare for your child's birthday party. But then I also write on a personal level. And so what I've discovered is the blog posts that really resonate with my audience are the personal ones. I recently wrote a blog post about my marriage and how it had come to a crossroads. And the title of the blog post was "How Did I Almost Lose My Best Friend?"
I'm looking at it.
Thanks. Well, it was crazy, Kenyatta, because I literally wrote this. It was a very raw experience. It was very,
wow.
I was very close to it. It had literally just happened.
Wow.
And I was just at the computer, and I remember when I was going through this trial, and I said to myself, I will never write about this, but God placed it in my heart to share and to write. And so even when I was typing, I almost didn't hit publish. I just wanted to keep it to myself. But then yet again, I felt moved because as a blogger, you know, that's a ministry.
Right.
And so there could be some parents who are, you know, these married couples who are, you know, in the parenting game that are experiencing a very similar crossroads in their marriage. Well, sure enough, I had published, when, you know, I had even a couple of brushes with some celebrities. I had tons of people even sending me private messages saying, thank you. I did not think that my marriage was going to survive. I was ready to throw in the towel until I read your blog post, and
wow,
now we are working on reconciliation. And so that blog post was by far, so far in my blogging career, the most popular blog post. And there are some other ones, too, that were very personal. So that's the thing about the content. As a blogger, you have to keep it real, and you have to let your personality come through, and you have to get a little personal, you know, because people, if they want something sterile, they can go to an online news magazine. They're wanting to hear from you. They want to connect with you. And like we were saying with parenting, chances are if you're going through something in life, you're not the only one, and somebody it needs an outlet, and you can be that outlet.
Wow. So number one, with content, you are the content.
Yes.
Be real, be genuine, share your life story, because you don't know who out there may need to hear what you're going through because of what they're going through.
Right.
And how you portray that, how you share that could be a help and an encouragement to someone else. So you mentioned ministry. Wow, Denise, you are just phenomenal. Okay.
Aww.
Let's move on. Thank you. And it's so funny because right when you said that, I was looking at that article. I said, ooh, that looks like a really great article. And that's just what it's about. It's like when you look at it, and I can't get into a whole lot of stuff because then we have to talk about how you name, you know, the titles for the article. There's intricate details there. Mm-hmm. But wonderful, wonderful job on your website, and your articles are very, very engaging. And thank you so much for that. So let's talk about your audience. How does your audience pick you, or do you pick your audience?
You have to pick your audience first. And I actually have a mentor, John Lee Dumas. He has a podcast show that is just rocking it. He's had it since, I believe, 2012. His show was named the best in iTunes in 2013. And something that he says is you have to create an avatar. And I was thinking, what? You know, and I looked into it a little deeper, and it's basically you have to create your ideal audience member. So, for example, you have to go as far as I would recommend that you even come up with a name and a backstory on this avatar, this imaginary person that's your ideal target audience member. So let's say, for example, with me, I have an avatar. Her name is Natasha. She is about 33 years old, a mom of two toddlers who is a mompreneur. She walked away from her 9-to-5 to work from home to be with her children, and she feels like she's going through motherhood alone. And so she tunes in to Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa to get the latest tips. And of course, I'm giving a short end of it, but you actually have to sit down and think, who would my ideal audience member be? What would their needs be? And if you always approach things, be genuine, but if you always approach things asking yourself, what would my avatar do? What does my avatar need, my target audience member, like the ideal person? Then you will always connect with those people. You kind of have to really think it through and be genuine, though, you know, really be genuine with it. Don't go off writing just because it's something you think. Actually ask them. Once you start getting audience members, reach out to them. I do surveys all the time to my mailing list because at some point, you know, I started off doing things from a personal standpoint, but then once my audience grew, then I had to reach out to them to see exactly what their needs were. So they may be the same needs that I have, and they may not be. But now you have an audience that you really have to, I don't want to say cater to, but you really have to reach out to see what their needs are. You're there to serve them.
Wow. So Denise has just broken it down as far as audience and content is concerned. We are running down to our last few minutes of the show, and Denise has brought it. She has brought everything from starting off in the profession of the teaching profession. So we want to acknowledge you and thank you for your years of service as a teacher. I have a big heart for teachers. We want to acknowledge you and thank you for bringing us the information on content and how you are the content. So if you are out there listening and you are looking or thinking about either blogging or creating your own radio show, your own podcast, remember, you are the content. Your life experience matters, and what you share from your life, being authentic, being open and being real, is a help to someone else. That in and of itself will help you to create the content that you would want to deliver. And then Denise also talked about creating an avatar. In my coaching program, that is something that we learned about creating an avatar. And it's very, very important because you have to know who your target market is, who your audience is, what they want, what they like, what their fears, frustrations, and desires are, how to reach them. And it all starts with you. Once you have that clear understanding, you'll be able to move forward and have the basic foundation of a good business and a good market. You also touched lightly, Denise, on affiliate marketing, and I wanted to talk about that some more, but we are running out of time. So hopefully Denise will give us an opportunity to interview her again where we can talk about affiliate marketing.
So excited.
Now, we have a few minutes. If you could plug your free book. Denise has a free book, everyone. She's going to tell us about it in like 2 seconds.
Sure. I have a free book inspired by motherhood, and it is just 36 pages full of inspiration. You can check it out at www.denisenlarosa.com. That's DeniseNLarosa.com.
Thank you so much, Denise, of Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa. We are so, so excited to have had you on the show. Thank you so much for bringing that knowledge, that experience. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your journeying to entrepreneurship, your experiences with your two toddlers, and just how she's really, really just wonderful. Just how she is in life. I have had the pleasure of interacting with her only a few times, but every time it has been a wonderful pleasure. She is just a wonderful, sweethearted person and a monstrous entrepreneur. So thank you so much for being on this show, Enterprise Life Radio. I am your host, Coach Kenyatta Tidwell, thanking you and welcoming everyone to the show. You can connect with me on theenterprisecoach.org. You can also connect with me on Instagram at The Enterprise Coach, as well as Twitter at Coach Kenyatta. We welcome you to our next show. Continue to tune in. Thank you so much for being valued listeners. And you all have a blessed life. Remember, to enterprise is to boldly go where no you has ever gone before. Just get out there and do it. Take the plunge. We welcome you and we thank you. You all have a great one.